Stan, before we get into Michael Behe's thoughts of intelligent design, I want to get a definition from you. I think that's important for us to get that.
Well, my understanding is that it's a theory based on a lack of understanding, that because no one that has adheres to this theory can figure out how random mutations, which is their interpretation of Darwinian evolution, could have taken place, statistically speaking, in the lifetime of the universe, they have to posit, therefore, there has to have been a designer. It couldn't have happened random. What I'm saying is that the job of designing the universe is handed over to the creations and the creatures from the transcendent source. That the distinction between what I'm saying and what the intelligent design people are saying is that we are the intermediary. We are the agents in our reality. If there are really multiple realities, then how do we get from one to the other? How do we find ourselves in a desirable reality? That's what a science of consciousness would be about. Our religious spiritual traditions have laid down rules that are like folk medicine. If you follow these rules, you may not understand how it works, but if you mix it up properly, you get a desirable result. And what I'm trying to do is get back to the basic principles from which all of this comes. I left off by saying something about what happened in the Holocaust, that individual Jews didn't have to go through Jesus. They were raptured directly by their direct faith. A Muslim will look directly to Allah. None of these are wrong or right. They're different paths because what they're really all doing is letting go of willfulness, of the ego's need to survive. And in that letting go, the manifesting principle enables a reality to take place, something to change. The world can be different. There's actually an experiment on the Mirror website called the Three Abrahamic Covenants and the Car Passing Trick, which outlines how you can use this to prove it to yourself.
But when you say, though, Stan, that the individual creates his or her own pattern, direction...
Not quite directly. The devil is in the details. Wait, I wanted to finish an earlier thought. Because I wanted to show the connection there. In the Christian tradition, you know where it's taught that Jesus is supposed to learn to be fishers, or people who preach are fishers of men? They're talking about the way a flock or a school behaves. They're talking about having observed what it takes to create a direction in life. Recent observations and ancient observations of flocking and schooling behavior indicate that you start out with a kind of random buzzing around, and then you get a transition which takes the form of a toroidal loop, a smoke ring. And then once it's taken this toroidal loop form, then the swarm, the school, heads off in a particular direction. Now, do you know where everybody who's listening to your show has already seen this model a million times and doesn't like it? We've all seen, we all remember those haunting images of the original Vanguard shots where the rocket didn't work.
Yeah.
What happens in rocketry is you start off with a linear upward motion under complete control.
Right.
And then if you lose control, you spiral out of control, you make a kind of smoke ring, and then you crash into the ground and you're back to chaos.
That's like some lives. It's the way some people have run their futures.
Well, the way swarming behavior works is the exact opposite. You start from the crash of chaos, you organize into the looping behavior, and then you take off under direction and control. It's the same model. They're reciprocal to each other. So in each of the traditions, there are different stories and metaphors for getting this across.
But they all get to the same point.
All get to the same point. And they all get to the same point that also gets to decide, it's the same, how we decide which reality we find ourselves in, if I'm right, is analogous to how a quantum computer comes to a solution given multiple alternate possibilities. You're sitting here, you and I are talking. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I'm saying the choices we make today can make what happens tomorrow radically different. And as long as we stay in touch with each other, we're going to share that future reality. If we're like the experimenter in Schrodinger's cat, we separate, we disentangle, another quantum mechanical term, we disentangle, the coherence is broken, then we may see a separate reality. You may inhabit a world where the UFOs turn out to be real. I might turn out to be with Michael Shermer on the skeptical side.
So you do listen.
Well, I saw the Larry King thing.
Well, all right, but we hit him on our
sorry.
Show.
I'm sorry. No, it's the time. I apologize, please. You do a good job. When I listen, I like it. I tell you, when I listen, when I drive cross country, there's nothing else to listen to.
That's true. It's just one of a kind. Is that
and I also learned how smart people who drive cross country all night are. I wouldn't have known otherwise.
PhDs on this radio show, Stan. And I'm talking about listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
They really do. But this is what I don't understand, though, because somewhere along the line, are you saying that there's no creator behind any of this?
I'm saying the thing, using the word creator is misleading.
Well, what would you use?
You know why?
Why?
Because if you limit God to thingness, the creator to thingness, to a place, a time.
Well, you said God. I said creator.
I know. I'm being glib also. But what I'm saying is whatever this entity is, it doesn't have the qualities we usually associate with thingness. It's not limited in time. It's not limited in space. We are both within it and it's within us.
Well, I agree with that.
Okay, but that's not usually what we give a noun name to. That's usually what we give a process name to. That's why the four-letter name in Hebrew is being, doing. It's a process of being, becoming, doing. The concept becoming real in the world. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that what Christians say? It's just a different way of saying the same thing.
You're not an evolutionist, are you?
Absolutely.
You are?
I am.
How did I know that? I tried to trick you into
that. Not only that, but the Hebrew Bible, in fact, gives us this evolutionary model. That's where I got it from. I'm saying, this is where we're going to get really heavy, that the sequence of levers in the Hebrew Bible functions as a quantum computer in that we can use it to precipitate out the future reality. It functions as a kind of means of engaging a science of consciousness.